Blog Talk Radio.
93 Sweet FM is sound. Yeah, I'm the Floss Child Boots Rothschild, and I'm in here commentating for my man Tweed Cadillac. 93.3 Tweed FM is zone. Coming every Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call it with your requests. 347-308-8747. And holla at my man, Sweet.
93. Baby.
Yeah. That's kind of smooth right there, ain't it? You gonna hear some of the oldies, man, that you ain't heard in a long time, Jack. Uh-huh.
93. Sweet.
Cause Cadillac gonna take it from here to there. And make you get your game on, man. Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in your request at 347-308-8747. You know that's Blog Talk Radio, baby. Straight old school R&B, smooth rap, jazz. Ah! Hosted by my man Tweed Cadillac. Make no mistake, you just tune on in and listen to my man Sweet Cadillac do his thing. Yeah. Oh, me? Oh, yeah, I'm the commentator, the Floss Child, Mr. Boots Rothschild, the East Coast player.
93. Sweet.
I've been blessed to come on in here and do a few things. Now you sit back and relax. And check out my man Tweed Cadillac.
Uh-huh. 93. Sweet. FM. So you like that? I know you do. Sweet. Cadillac. 93.
93.3 Tweed FM. Thursday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Call in and check out Tweed Cadillac. 347-308-8747. Blossom Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, 3.3 Tweed FM is... tuned in to Thursday Night Flight. Custom lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. I'm your host, Sweet Cadillac, the party rocking player. So keep it flashy, classy, and jazzy tonight. Tonight's special guest will include Miss Stacey Lattersall.
When you love somebody, and everything is going wrong, nobody knows the way you feel about it. That's only you know. You can't leave it alone. Ah, oh, here we go again. Ah, oh, here we go again. I thought what we had was over. Here we go again. Ooh, ah, oh, here we go again. And you decide to go it alone. Oh, no, no.
FM. I am back from a long vacation, extended stay, 2-week vacation, here to lace you with custom lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. The only station playing funkadelic with the Temptations. Tonight, you have the pleasure of meeting and greeting the incomparable Miss Stacy Lattisaw. Stay tuned, y'all. This is my day job. Not touch that knob. I am for the people. I am with the people. So tell your people. This broadcast is brought to you by I Am Indy. FM, I'd like to give a big shout out to Mr. Larry Dennison. He's my newfound friend, confidant. To Miss Lola St. Clair, East Point, Michigan. Thank you for holding me down. To the staff at I Am Indy, Melrod Niblack Media Services. Thank you for believing in me. 93.3, that's him, y'all. It's going to be a beautiful
cut right there.
Fly light. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Keep it locked right
King
here.
Scratch. True West Entertainment. Former NWA member. And you tuned in to Tweed Cadillac, baby. 93.3. Let's go.
Peterson, Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Well, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I was calling to speak to Stacy. I saw on Facebook that she was going to be a guest on your show tonight, and I said I was going to try to call in and talk to her. I was excited. She's always been a fan of mine since I was like 13, 14. So, calling in to speak to her.
She will be here momentarily. Thank you for your support. You have a new family here at 93.3. We'd like to welcome you.
Okay.
And if you could just stay on the phone, as soon as she comes on, I will make sure you can talk with her.
All right. Thank you. I'll hold.
Caller, you're live, 93.3 FM. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Welcome to 93.3 FM.
Thank you.
Any dedications, any comments? Excuse me?
Well, my name is Sandra Goldston. I'm in here in Aurora, Colorado. And
okay.
Just like to say hi to Stacy. See if her new CD has came out. See how she's doing. She's on my Facebook, so I talked to her, you know, briefly. And she feels like her and her family's doing good.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm sure she would love to hear from you. If you could just hold on, as soon as she arrives, may speak with her. Thank you for tuning in to 93.2 Tweet FM. Caller, you're live, 93.2 Tweet. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
Hi, this is Stacy. I'm calling from Temple Hills. I'm calling to speak to Stacy. She's not only a Facebook friend, but she is a friend. And I wanted to thank her again for all that she's done, you know, for me through my healing.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. She will be here momentarily. What's your name again?
Stacy. We grew up together.
Okay.
In Southeast.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. You know, D.C. is a beautiful place. I've heard so many good things about it.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, she went to school with my brother. She and Johnny went to school with my brother.
Okay. Well, hold on, and as soon as she arrives, I will put you live.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to 93.2 Tweet. Hold on.
Almost definitely.
Caller, you're live, 93.2 Tweet FM. Hello.
Hello, my name is Rick, and I've been trying to get a fan of Stacy since Love on a Two-Way Street. And,
wow.
She's awesome. she's awesome. I pretty much grew up with her. So I was just trying to get a hold of her and just tell her thank you for her talent and the music she's given us. And if it's possible, I would love to talk to her later on when she gets in, if possible. And
wow. She will be here momentarily.
Okay. She's awesome. I'm a big fan.
Me too.
And that's hard for a 48-year-old man to say.
So I
appreciate her and her music. Thank
sir,
you.
Sir, I appreciate you calling 93.2 Tweet. Hold on, and when she arrives, you have your platform. Everyone, 93.2 Tweet FM ism. Waiting on the lovely Miss Lattisaw to arrive. Until that time, it's going down.
I have fallen so in love with you.
93.3 FM Essence. I am AMG, and chicks still better have my money. I'm tuned into the Thursday Night Flight with Tweed Cadillac. Lowrider oldies, R&B, and all in between. The only station playing.
I saw the look of
Night 3 Point Tweed, it's me for you, and you for me. Momentarily, Miss Stacy Lattisaw.
Yeah. 93.3 Tweed FM is. Yeah. For me, I'm Sneak Rothstein, CEO of the world famous Trodians. Trodians.com. 93.3 Tweed FM.
I see y'all.
Keep it locked.
93.3
Tweed FM Anthem, the only station playing funkadelic to the Temptations, low rider oldies and all in between. 347-308-8747 is the number to dial. Once again, that's 347-308-8747. Make sure y'all tune in, y'all. Every Thursday, keep it locked. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. blogtalkradio.com/indie is. Lowrider, Oldies, and all in between. Yeah. 93.3 FM. It's on. Yeah. So smooth. 347-308-8747 is the number to dial. Go ahead and make that call. Once again, that's 347-308-8747.
That's right, 93.3 FM. Caller, you're live. Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Stacy. Can you continue to hold?
Yes, is Stacy there?
Almost. Almost.
Okay.
She'll be here. Just stay tuned.
Okay, no problem. I will.
Are you enjoying the music so far? You have a dedication?
I most definitely am. I'm singing right along with it.
Oh, beautiful. Stay tuned. I got you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. 93.3 FM. Miss Ladislaw will be here momentarily. Please stay tuned. Don't touch that knob, y'all. It's my day job. Remember, what you do today can dictate tomorrow. Treat others like you want to treat your mom. 93.3, custom lowrider oldies, R&B and all in between. Point Tweed FM. Wish that love was magic.
Wish that love was magic. Wouldn't have to try so hard. I could be a genie. Cast a golden spell around your heart. I could push a button, bring your face right into view. If only love was magic, all my secret wishes would come true. Like a princess fair, you'd rescue me, and all the past would fade away. Empty nights would turn to sunny. All my secret wishes would come true. Like a princess fair, you'd rescue me, and all the past would fade away. Empty nights would turn to sunny days. Oh, never thought that I would feel just the way. Love was mad.
93.3 FM. Big shots because they kept on shooting. You heard it from me, the Party Rocket Player, Sweet Cadillac. All the callers, I'd like to thank you for holding on. Slapshaw will be here momentarily. See time and in between time. Tell a friend, 93.3 FM is broadcasting Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 347-308-8747. On behalf of INN, we'd like to congratulate contestant number 12, Miss Cheyenne Brown. She's running for the Miss Compton Beauty Pageant 2013. vote for her for the People's Choice Awards at area code 424-242-8031. Once again, 424-242-8031 via text. Contestant number 12, Miss Cheyenne Brown. For Miss Compton, 2013, you can vote online at MissCompton.com. You might not can change the direction of the wind, but you can change yourself to reach your destination. Don't give up and lay down. You're going to lose. 93.2 FM, y'all. Only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations.
Can't get on my home, and I can't let you go. You are the one who, you are the one who makes me feel so.
Flashy, classy, and jazzy. You're on a Thursday night flight, y'all. Stay tuned. I'm Yours on 93.2 FM with none other than the beautiful, the talented, the distinguished Miss Stacy Lattersaw.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You had me so worried. I was almost about to panic.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry for calling
in
so late.
It's okay. I know life does go on. I want to thank you for giving us the time here at 93.Tweed. You have several callers
indeed.
That are been holding on religiously, waiting for your arrival.
Oh, great.
Would you like to speak with a few of them? Because they've been holding
yes,
on
indeed.
For quite a long time now.
Yes, indeed.
Stay tuned. Caller, you are live with Miss Stacy Lattersaw.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, Stacy.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. This is Stacy.
Hey. Hey. Oh, Stacy Parker.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey. I just wanted to say this. Is what I wanted to say. I'm try to say it without crying or whatever. You know, I'm always crying. But I want to thank you for your kindness that you've shown, for being there to support me, you know, through all things that I've been through and still trying to recover through,
right.
In ways that you've not known, and for always being there when I needed a listening ear, for praying and for offering your hope and for showing me that you care. To me, your life has been an inspiration. Happiness is mine because of you. As a mountain shows, our destination never in its grandeur but lost from view. So with that being said, you have shaped me in more ways than one and opened my heart with affection that you have shown to me, and I just want to say thank you.
God bless you. That was absolutely beautiful, Stacy.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
I mean, I've been through these obstacles since April, so, you know,
mm.
I'm coming home. So thank you so much.
You continue to be encouraged and know that I'm here for you.
Yes,
and give your daughter a big hug from me.
I sure will.
And
yes,
y'all
have a blessed day and a blessed night. And I will continue to talk to you. Continue to keep me in your prayers.
Yes, indeed. Always. Always.
Yes,
love you.
Love you, too.
All right.
Wow, that was deep. Miss Lattersaw, you've really touched
yes,
a lot
indeed.
Of people's lives.
Wow. Well, I certainly
story.
Try. I certainly try. I believe that's what it's all about, you know.
We
got to be there for one another.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Caller, you are live with Miss Lattersaw. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Stacy. My name is Tammy Peterson, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm formerly from Detroit. And I wanted to mention the Detroit part because I just want to let you know you were my very first concert, September.
Oh, wow.
September 2nd, 1981, with the Jacksons, Joe Louis Arena. And
wow.
I've just loved you ever since. And every birthday that I had in December, I only wanted one thing, was Stacy Lattersaw's latest album that just came out. I have every single one of them. And I always
what
wanted to someday meet you. And I am now through the phone. And I'm going to keep everything brief because I know you have other callers. But if you could say a prayer for me or keep me in your prayer thoughts. I'm going through an infertility thing, and I'm trying to have a baby. It's later in life, but I just want to be blessed with one, no matter what things people are saying. And
right.
And I've been listening to you and inspirational prayers, and I said, you know, maybe I can get through and speak to Stacy Lattersaw tonight. Maybe she can do that for me, and I just wanted to let her know how she's always been a big fan of mine since I was, like, 13, or actually 12.
Wow. Well, I certainly will. In fact, I'll say a prayer for you even now, you know, that God would, God is able to do anything. He is God all by himself. And I pray even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would bless her, God, that you, Lord God, you know everything about her, Lord. You formed her when she was in her mother's womb, God. You are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above and beyond all we could ever ask or think, God. You told us in your word, Lord, that when we delight ourselves in you, that you would give us the desires of our heart, Lord God. This is her desire, Lord God, to have a baby, Lord God, a babies are a precious gift from you, Lord Jesus. And I pray even now, God, that you will bless her with the very desire of her heart, Lord God, and that she will give that child back to you in the name of Jesus, God. In Jesus' name, God, that your glory will be revealed, Lord God, in her life, God. Let her know who you are. Show her, Lord God, who you are, because you are the great and mighty God, the God who worketh wonders and miracles. You are a miracle worker, and you hold all power in your hands. There's nothing, Lord God, that you cannot do. So we call you faithful tonight. We call you, Lord God, our Jehovah Jireh, the God that's able to do exceedingly and abundantly. You are faithful, God, and we thank you even now, God, for hearing and answering this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, God, amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Stacey. I appreciate it. And I hope you remember. I am. And I hope you remember that concert, because
yes.
I will. Remember that, my first concert.
Wow.
I remember that, and your little brother came on stage.
Sure did.
Remember that.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Hey,
you're
never...
welcome.
Okay.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, the first baby going to be born on 93.3 FM. My new godson is coming. Stacey, it's going to be okay. Hold on 1 second. You have another caller?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, my name is Rick. Hello, Stacey.
Uh-huh.
Hello, my name is Rick. I'm calling from Los Angeles, and I've been a fan of yours since I was on a two-way street.
Oh, wow.
I just want you to know I appreciate your talent, the music, everything you've given to us all of your life.
Wow.
On a personal note, I'd like to also do a mutual friend of ours, Larry Dennison. He had found out I was a fan of yours, and he had to send me autographed album to you.
Oh, and wow, yeah.
You didn't have to do that. You're a down-to-earth person, and he's a wonderful man for doing it, and I just want to thank you, and I let you know I appreciate you and everything you've done and given us.
You are very welcome, very welcome. Yeah, Larry's a good friend of mine. He's a very special person. We've been friends since I think I was maybe 15 or 16 years old.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening tonight, Larry, shout out to you. Thank
you. Yeah, big shout out to Larry.
Yeah,
thanks, Larry.
He's a lifesaver. He's my new found friend as well.
Oh,
all
cool.
Right. I appreciate everything, Steph. Thanks.
You are very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned. Tell your people to listen, 93.2 FM, the only station playing Stacey Lattersaw with the Temptations. You have one more caller, Ms. Lattersaw, and then we'll get into our brief discussion here. Caller, you're live, 93.2. Hello. Okay, we'll go to another.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
can
I didn't
you,
know I was on the phone. Sorry.
You're live.
Hi, Stacey.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
That's good. My name is Sandra, and you probably are getting my few comments on Facebook, and you know, I just want to let you know you're a true blessing. You have a beautiful spirit inside and out. And when I'm available, I can, you know, listen to some of your ministries in the morning.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And that helps me get through the week and, you know, things like that. And so I just wanted to let you know, all my life I've been told, you look like Stacey Lattersaw. Like,
oh, my goodness.
Right. I have all your albums. And, you know, I just want to know if your new album came out. I think it was you and your daughter was making a new album on the CD.
Yeah, we were working on a CD, actually a single, but we had to kind of put it on hold because we had a little issue with the producer. So we're going to be working with some other people now and kind of put it on a little hold. But like I said, we're going to be working on some stuff soon. My son writes and produces songs as well. So it's kind of a family thing that we're working on. I'm not rushing the project and just want it to be done right.
Oh, great.
Yes,
well, I just wanted to say hello to you, and I seen that you were going to be, you know, with the host this evening, so I'll just sit back and listen. And,
yes, indeed. And for all of the New Jersey listeners, I'll be in Princeton, New Jersey, Lord willing, on August the 10th, ministering in word and song at, I cannot remember the name of it's a women's conference at a hotel. The Westin, I believe. But the information will be on my website on Monday. It says www.stacylattisaw.net. And also all of my other events will be on there as well. And you can also purchase my book there. And when you purchase the book, it comes autographed and along with a picture and a bookmark as well.
Actually, I purchased your book
great.
A couple years ago, yeah.
Oh, okay, so, great.
But I didn't get
thank
all that
your
stuff,
support.
So I just thought, okay.
Oh, well, you must have got it from Amazon, right?
Yes.
Or Barnes & Noble, yeah. Because I always tell people, when you get it from the website, it doesn't come autographed, of course. I'm so sorry, when you do get it from the website, it comes autographed along with a picture. But if you get it from, you know, a regular store or online, of course, it won't come autographed along with the bookmark and all that other stuff.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
next time I'm
thank you for your support.
DC, you're welcome. And next time I'm in the Baltimore, D.C. area, I'll see if I can, you know, come to the church or your church. And
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much, caller. Tell a friend, 93.3 FM. We have one more caller, and then there's a few things I want to ask you as well. Stay tuned, y'all. Hello, caller. You're live with Stacy Lattisaw. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm good.
Great.
This is Amy Davis from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been following your music for a long time. And you've been a great, great inspiration to a lot of us, you know, young women coming up. And I just want to say thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I'm glad that you're in the ministry now, and that's a wonderful thing, you know.
Amen.
It is truly a blessing.
Amen.
And I'm just glad to get the opportunity to talk with you and just say, you know, job well done.
Amen. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Y'all are some awesome people. Just making my whole week here.
You are well loved, well respected.
Caller,
you are live with Miss Stacy Lattisaw. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Stacy Lattisaw, I love your music.
Thank you.
I have loved you ever since I saw you on Solid Gold singing Love on a Two-Way Street.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that was
I have your records.
That show doesn't even come on anymore.
I know. Well, we are the same age.
Wow.
Anyway, I was curious when we will hear new music from you.
Yeah, I am working on a new project, a gospel CD, working on a single with my daughter, and my son writes and produces. So it's sort of a family thing that we're doing. And I was telling one of the callers a few minutes ago, I kind of put it on pause for a little bit because we had an issue with one of the producers. So we are working on new material with other songwriters and producers. So I'm hoping that we will have a single available by fall.
That's fantastic. And I have your stuff in record tape. I got it when it was
cool.
All released on CD.
Oh, my goodness.
And I still listen to it. It still makes me feel good. And, you know,
wow.
And I have your book, and you sent me a picture.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I am such a fan, and it was a pleasure talking to you. And
nice
all the best to you and
you
all your endeavors.
Well. Same to you. God bless you.
Take care. Good night.
You too. Good night.
You are well loved.
Some nice folk out there.
That is a beautiful thing. So, Ms. Lattisaw, let's talk about some of your aspirations in regards to your mentoring program. I understand Believers Building Bridges is, like, real, real big in D.C. Would you like to elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, I am. Of course, it's a nonprofit organization. I work with kids. I have a mentoring program. I go to schools and talk to kids about the importance of education, abstinence, being a leader, not a follower. Of course, you know, staying in school, because here in D.C., we have a lot of kids that are, you know, dropping out of school. And so, of course, I can't save every child, but I'm trying to make a difference. And I just do it because I love working with kids. And we are in the process of also opening a music center where we'll be working with kids, training kids that want to be, that are aspiring musicians, you know, singers, rappers, dancers. And so, yeah, we're working on a number of different things, trying to inspire the youth and keep them, you know, out of trouble and out of the streets.
So what can you tell a up-and-coming artist that he might apply to his music or his life?
Well, I would say first and foremost, I mean, if you're looking to put together a demo, which we get a lot, a lot of people, we have a recording studio here in Maryland, and a lot of people, you know, don't really understand the business part of the music industry. So they tend to go out and just, you know, if you're presented, say for instance, if you're presented with a contract, you can't just take it to a regular, you know, just to an attorney. It has to be an entertainment attorney. And because that's what they do, they, you know, they specialize in the industry. So, you know, that's why a lot of musicians today, or in the past, I would say, in the past, have gotten, you know, beat out of a lot of money and taken advantage of because they did not have the right representation. And it's so very important, like I said, to make sure it's an entertainment attorney. So that's another thing that we're doing. We're planning on having seminars to inform people of the do's and don'ts in the music industry.
Very important. Very, very
absolutely
important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what difficulties,
I mean, it's been
did
so many.
You go through?
I'm sorry?
What difficulties did you go through in your early years?
Well, actually, I was just, you know, I was just a little girl when I started in the industry. I was 12 and a half, almost 13, when I recorded my first album. So, of course, my parents didn't know much about the industry. In fact, they knew nothing about the music industry. And, you know, and because of that, my management beat me out of a lot of money. The record company did as well. And it happened. It still happens today, you know. So, like I said, you really got to know the business part of the industry. You know, some people, they just go on stage and don't get their business taken care of, and next thing you know, they end up, you know, with nothing. So, I know for me, you know, I started so young. If I had to do it all over again, I think I would have wanted to start, you know, singing at a later age, but it was my mom's dream. It was never really what I wanted to do, you know, at 12 years old. I wanted to be home with my friends and, you know, just having a normal childhood. But anyway, I believe it was all a part of God's plan. And you know, it's really, you know, kind of pushed me into my destiny.
Right. So are you still in contact with most of the other artists that you worked with back in the day?
Not really, not really. I mean, you know, it's funny because as we all grow up, you know, we tend to go our separate ways, and it comes a point in time when you don't really have much in common with the person. You just kind of, I don't know, you just kind of, drift away, drift apart. So yeah, and especially
so
now
when Stacey Lotta saw us chilling, who do you listen to? What type of music do you like?
Oh, I listen to old school music. I love praise and worship. I love gospel music, so I listen to a lot of I love Tamela Mann. Oh my God, she's like one of my favorite female gospel artists. Who else? I love Karen Clark Sheard. I listen to a lot of Israel Houghton's music, and as I said before, I still listen to old school R&B, because, you know, even being a minister, you know, some people say, well, why would you listen to R&B music? But I look at it this way. I don't listen to a lot of it, but I listen to old school because I realize that it's the message in the music, you know, and God created music. God created love songs. You know, not, and I believe that.
God created 93.Tweed FM. We specialize in oldies over here.
Oh, yeah. I love old school music. I listen to
Teddy
Pendergrass. That's
what we do. So tell all your people to tell their people. Tell some more people.
Oh, yeah.
So
old
how do you view the
music
industry of today?
How do I view it?
Yeah, of today. Are you
impressed?
Well,
I mean, so much has changed. Am I impressed? No. No, not really. I mean, I can't really say what I really want to say. But,
yes, you can.
That's why I walked away. That's why I walked away from it. Because, you know, in my opinion, it's just a lack of integrity. You know, I was always raised to be a lady, to keep my clothes on and keep it clean. And, you know, some of the videos that are on TV today, you know, women pretty much are dressed, you know, just unladylike. And I look at it as degrading, and I think that, you know, your voice, you can sing and make money and go out there and travel and be successful without taking all your clothes off. I just think that it's possible, you know, and the industry's changed so much, because I remember my last CD that I when I walked away from the industry, they were trying to kind of push me in the mold of, you know, being more sexual and showing more cleavage and showing more, you know, my body parts. And that's not who I am. That's not who I was. And I'll never be that way. So I took a stand and I walked away. So everything's not for everyone. I don't bash anybody, but it just wasn't for me. I consider myself a woman of integrity. And I just believe that, you know, people will respect you when you take a stand for what's right, when you keep your clothes on. Because, you know, it's kids that are watching the videos today that are dressing like some of the celebrities, and they need good role models. So, but the world is a whole different place now. And like I said, I don't bash anyone, but that's just not, it just wasn't for me.
So tell us about your transition in the ministry. I mean, how did that come about?
Well, as I said before, I kind of felt as if, you know, there was something missing in my life, and I felt like what they were asking of me, I was not able to give them. Meaning, as I said earlier, you know, just being more sexual and, you know, more provocative and you know, that type of thing. So, I don't know. In fact, you know what? I forgot the question of being sleepy now. What was the question?
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're on East Coast time.
Yes, I am.
We're alive
and
well.
I go to bed real early. I be in bed by 9:30. I am asleep.
Well, I'm not mad at you. I want to thank you for calling in. I'd like to stay close with you in the future.
Absolutely.
You're my newfound friend. I will play a little bit more
indeed.
Of your music. I've been playing your music the whole time. So make sure that you tell your people to listen to 93.Tweed. Also, can you tell my listeners where they can reach you at again via any type of social networking you might have?
Absolutely. I'm on Twitter at Stacey Ladisaw. I am on Facebook. I actually have three pages on Facebook. I have a fan page, which is the official Stacey Ladisaw page, who Larry Dennison helps me. Actually, Larry kind of runs that page for me because I, you know, I'm doing so many other things, working on so many other projects. So, once again, that's the official Stacey Ladisaw page. And I also have a Stacey Ladisaw page. And then I have another Stacey Ladisaw Jackson. So, also,
I can't get into any of them.
Oh, really?
You have so many fans,
gosh.
I can't get into any of them.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, if you're on Twitter, hit me up on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, hit me up on Twitter. But, you can also check out my website, which is StaceyLadisaw.net, and all my information is there. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank you again. I know it's past your bedtime. I want to say God bless you to you and yours.
God bless
Until
you, too.
Until we meet again.
Yes, indeed. Have a good night. It was great talking
Thank
with you all.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
God bless you, Mom.
Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. 93.Tweet FM. Beautiful, talented Stacy Lattersaw in the building. I'm going to hit you off with some new music right here from an old school artist that everybody might know and love. Check this one out, y'all.
Worth my time of day. grasses. See, they can smell the grass, but they just don't know their way to it. But girl, just when I was about ready to fold up my hands and give up, oh, love, real love walked in, girls. I'm talking about the kind you can hold on to in the middle of the night. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Through with all those old love games and them guys messing around with so many girls I can't even name. You see, I knew
Point Tweet FM ism, y'all. I want to thank the Miss Stacy Lattersaw for gracing this platform. Don't touch that knob, this is my day job. 93.3 Tweet FM.
Touch us, and life can be rough, and I know we can handle.
93.3 FM.
What up, it's Ra-Ra, Shuttle Gang Rap.
Yeah, and it's Fresh Knox, we the Shuttle Gang. And right now, we out there coolin' with the big homie Tweed Cadillac on 93.3 FM.
You know how Tweed rock, the party rockin' player. Go check Shuttle Gang out to know more about us at highqualityrecords.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Ra-Ra Train to Go.
And follow me, man, Fresh Knox at Fresh Knox.
On Twitter, baby.
Still here, y'all.
I'm still here after telling you so long. I'm still here, baby.
My love, that's all I gotta give. 93.3 FM. Ism.
Love to be. What can I express? Joy.
93-point tweet, settle for my love. Right about now, that's all I can give. Thursday night flight, y'all. 93.3 FM. Y'all, so I can tune in. You can't stop a high-speed moving soul train. How could you not picture me rolling? Sanders featuring Phyllis Hyman. 93.3, tell a friend, tune in. Song. Next week's guests will include T. Life, composer, guitarist, legendary Grammy Award winning recording artist. Cadillac. We'd like to say, y'all, thanks for tuning in. This podcast, once again, sponsored by I Am Envy. You can tune in to the Thursday night flight. Custom, no rider, oldie, R&B, and all in between. I repeat, the only station playing funkadelic with 93.3 FM is. If you'd like to contact me, feel free, OG3Cadillac.com.